until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It's a war. Until that day, we dream of lasting peace. World citizenship and the rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued. Never attained. Everywhere is war. It's a war. Until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our people in Grenada, Africa, yeah. Nicaragua, South Africa, yeah. El Salvador, Africa, yeah. South Africa, superhuman bonded, have been toppled. What have they destroyed? Everywhere is war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war, rumors of a war. Until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory. Good over evil, good over evil, good over evil.
This is KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Westonka Intervention is a West Suburban-based domestic abuse intervention project. We provide a 24-hour crisis line, legal advocacy, referrals, and emergency shelter to victims of domestic abuse. If you feel that you are a victim of domestic abuse or need someone to talk to, Call Wetumpka Intervention at 472-2141. That's 472-2141.
Okay, that was One Spirit, Kay Gardner and Nuradafina Pili Ebena playing a song called The Dance of Strength, and the roots of that song were from Guinea in West Africa. We started off this set with Mahina singing Young Maori Woman, and Castleberry and Dupre singing a song about Africa and what's going on there in a song called War. Okay, now we're going to turn our attentions to the Asians for a while. Torta Global, this is a writing from a book called A Lotus of Another Color, and the article is called Toward a Global Network of Asian Lesbians by Charmin Islam. Since the mid-1980s, a number of exciting events have heralded the emergence of the Asian lesbian and gay movement, both in the United States and in Asia. The formation of Amalgam, Tricone, and Shamakami has added new and welcome diversity to the voice of lesbian and gay movements worldwide. An immensely successful 1989 conference retreat of Asian lesbians in Santa Cruz, California, which drew participants from the United States, Britain, Canada, and numerous countries in Asia, is another sign of awakening. Conferences of Asian lesbians convened in Asia, the first held in Bangkok, Thailand in 1990, and a second to be held in Tokyo, Japan in 1992, serve further notice that the time for mobilization of lesbian and gay Asians has arrived. These groups and events provide Asians with badly needed support and give a forum to address the issues that are not always addressed adequately in both Asian and lesbian and gay communities. One of the issues that has begun to be addressed is the oppression of racism and the gay and lesbian mainstream. In the United States, Asian history has been excluded from lesbian history, Asian literature from gay and lesbian literature, and Asian images from the community's media. Evidence of lesbianism in Asian cultures predates the days of Sappho, yet this history is not known, read, taught, or researched in the mainstream lesbian and gay context. The gay culture in the West marginalizes Asian experience and lumps all non-white women under the umbrella term of lesbians of color, thus denying diversity. Recently, a renowned gay defense organization, Lambda, chose to use Miss Saigon, a racist, sexist play with Asian stereotypes, as a means of fundraising in New York City. These are some of the examples of oppressions on which Asian American and immigrant women spend much energy in the last decade. In many Asian countries, the desire to create a positive identity and existence as lesbians entails obstacles above and beyond those faced by sisters in the West. In Iran, perhaps the most extreme example, gays have been stoned to death simply for being themselves. Such problems of oppression and persecution render the West an attractive haven for many Asian gays and lesbians. In a real sense, many of them are sexual refugees who, in the extreme example, may be escaping summary execution. Yet, when they turn to the West, they face another brand of oppression. Being gay is reason enough for denial to enter or immigrate into the United States. If they do somehow make it into the country and perhaps gain some residency status, they are silenced and inhibited by immigration problems and threats of deportation. The fears and persecution accompanying this status severely limit mobility, choice of living an openly gay life, and desire to be politically active. Along with these fears, Asian lesbians often face a loss of culture, familiar, and spiritual support in the alien culture that they choose to embrace as a refugee. Others rarely understand that a choice between being a lesbian and leaving one's native country for good is not a choice free of cost. Asian lesbians who grow up in the United States and women of mixed heritage face still other problems. They grow up with negative stereotypes about themselves and their cultures. Both overt and subtle racism dwell in the land their parents and grandparents emigrated to in the hope of finding a better life. The challenges confronting Asian lesbians today include the need for visible and powerful lesbian and gay organizations in Asian countries. These organizations have begun to form slowly in some countries such as Japan, India, and Hong Kong. Asian lesbians in the West need to be supportive of these nascent groups and to serve as a resource to these networks outside the Western world. At this point, lesbian invisibility is the norm, not the exception, even in the organizations in Asia. This is due in large part to economic and political discrimination that women face in Asian societies. This oppression makes it nearly impossible for a single woman to survive. There are also the familiar pressures. Women who want to live without the benefit of a man's presence and protection are considered aberrant and thus suspect. Overt violence against lesbian and gays in the international arena is routine. As mentioned earlier, over 90 people were executed last year for being gay in Iran. In India, two police women who chose to undergo a marriage ceremony together were persecuted and jailed by the authorities. In China, electric shock is administered as a form of torture to lesbians. In Mexico, the ILGA, the ILGA, International Lesbian and Gay Alliance, conference was threatened and had to be moved to a different location. To compound the problem, the information about these incidents and follow-up reports and lobbying efforts have been minimal or non-existent. Perhaps the biggest problem faced by the average lesbian in Asia today is an extreme isolation which stems from lack of community. There is a dearth of native literature on gay and lesbian lifestyles, few out role models, and little in the way of organizations. And of course, there are the oppressive legal codes and the lack of anti-discrimination laws. As Asian lesbians in the West become aware of these and other problems faced by sisters in Asia, must recognize that many of Asian women have economic, academic, intellectual, personal lifestyle, and political freedom and privilege that is not available to the same degree to lesbians in the East. Conversely, lesbians in Asia must acknowledge that Asian women who live in the West face a set of unique and important daily issues: racism, exile, immigration and deportation threats, cultural isolation, and Western hybridization. In coming together and creating organizations, conferences, and networks, Asian lesbians have made an immeasurable leap forward in gaining visibility and empowerment. Those are the words of Charmaine Islam in an article called Toward a Global Network of Asian Lesbians. And now we're going to hear from June Millington, whose cultural roots are in the Philippines, although I believe she's lived in Hawaii and California for quite some time. This song is called Family, World of Love.
Take the simple kind. Give me love. Give me a life to live. Give me family. That is imperative, yeah. Give me love, love, love. Give me love, a world of love. You get your feelings hurt sometimes when you trust the world around you. But there's no other way, you know you've got to try.
World of love.
Okay, that was June Millington singing Family, A World of Love. She's from the Philippines. And just for you listeners who are just waking up and tuning in and wondering what the heck is going on, this is KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and St. Paul, and we're in our 24-hour celebration of International Women's Day. My name is Mev, and this is the Lesbian Power Authority, and I usually can be heard on Sunday evenings from 10 to 11. So I hope you tune in for me then, when you can hear lots of lesbian music from around the world on a regular basis, and news and information and talking and all kinds of swell things. Actually, in 2 weeks on March 21st, be sure to tune in for a special show we're going to be highlighting. We're going to be talking with lesbians about issues of lesbians with cancer. So you could tune in for that on March 21st. That's on Sunday evening from 10 to 11 at the Lesbian Power Authority. And today, International Women's Day, we have a lot of programming here, 24 hours of programming for women. Later on, after my show, we're going to hear the history of women in the blues with Rose Robinson. Later on, we have Sex, Lies, and Civil Rights, The Life and Work of Ida B. Wells. Tune in at 3 o'clock for Kapateran Filipino Women Today. Let's see what else we got. All kinds of things going on all day long. It'd take me a while to read it, but 6:30 to 7, we have special International Women's Day edition of the KFAI Evening News, so be sure to stay tuned for that. 7:30 to 8 is Disabled and Proud. From 9 to 10 is Meng Wang Meng. And from 10 to 10:30 is My Dinner with Menopause. And also I forgot, 8 to 9 is Health Notes from the Heart of a Natural Woman with Marian Kinsasha. So there's all kinds of things going on all day, so be sure to stay tuned for International Women's Day. Okay, now we're going to turn our attention to lesbians in Latin America and Caribbean. Let's see, this is also from the January issue of UBIS, just packed with stuff, so you should run right out and grab it. Amid intense political pressure from both the right and the left, threats to the well-being of the organizers and overt harassment and detentions at the airport, the 6th Latin American, Caribbean, and Centro had a joyous presence in Costa del Sol, El Salvador, and from October 30th to November 1993. Over 1,100 women from most of the countries in Latin America and a few Caribbean countries, as well as women in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, gathered at Costa del Sol, a Pacific beach resort in El Salvador, for 6 days of intense sharing of experiences, discussion, debate, controversy, and agreement and disagreement, tempered with large doses of cultural activities and socializing to help provide the fuel to keep Latin American and Caribbean feminists moving for the next few years. Now, of course, there's always problems with these things, because wherever feminists gather, their lesbians will be baited. A few weeks before the Central, the Salvadoran right wing began attacking the Central for using feminist and lesbian debating tactics and propaganda. Many believe that their real motive was to discredit the FMLN, which will be taking part in upcoming national elections, by tying them to distorted accusations about feminists and lesbians and accusing them of destroying the morals of the morals of the country. Conference organizers were adamant from the beginning that this was an autonomous feminist event and not connected to any party in any country, in a country where the general public has been exposed to limited AIDS education and there is almost no information about lesbianism. The homophobic propaganda spread like wildfire. But the article goes on to say that the conference went on as planned, even though there were some detentions at the border and this and that and the other thing. But it sounds like it was really a marvelous event, and it sounds like there are some plans to do another one in the future. So, having said that, we're going to turn now to Irene Ferreira, who is from Venezuela, and this song is called El Mismo Mar, and in it she's talking about the gathering of the Central American and Caribbean peoples.
Thank you. Es que sé solo que quema tu piel.
You're listening to KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's 8:31 and time now for the morning news with D. Perry Kidder.
Good morning. Women are forced into prostitution in Thailand, raped as a weapon of war in Bosnia, used as sex slaves by gangs in Somalia, and millions have their genitals ritually mutilated in Africa. It's not a pretty picture that you get from reports from the United Nations, the State Department, and human rights groups. Today, marking International Women's Day, the U.S. State Department officials say that although culture and tradition account for the low status of women in some societies, that's no excuse for the systematic violation of basic human rights. The United Nations is forming a special investigative unit on violence against women. When it comes to progress, black professional women are doing better than black males. The Wall Street Journal says that as of
that was Sirani Avadis, who is an Armenian-American woman, and that was Rainbow Woman. This is the Lesbian Power Authority here on International Women's Day at KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and St. Paul. We've been talking about the politics and life of lesbian around the globe, and since we have about 15 minutes left here in this drive time period, I'm going to start winding it down a little bit, and we're going to start talking about love and all those swell things and warmth and all those things that make us happy. And for those of you who aren't aware, try to listen to me on Sunday evenings from 10 to 11 p.m. when the Lesbian Power Authority is on at its normal time. Okay, so we're going to start this off with Jamie Anderson. I got to tell you, I was going to start off with a song called Man Hater by Which Is Which, but it's really long and I don't have time for it. I'll play it for you some other time. But you know, the worst fear out there for a lot of men is that, you know, that we hate them. I have to say that in my experience, it is true that straight women hate men more than lesbians do, because lesbians just don't give that much energy to men all that much. And I think that's why that men hate us so much, because we don't give them very much of our energy. Hey, you know, what can I say? I love women, and that's the way it is. But there is this assumption that a woman who's hanging out at the diner, who's sitting by herself, you know, or in the woods or wherever she is, that if she is there by herself or with another woman, as a matter of fact, that men perceive her as alone or lonely or whatever. And this next song by Jamie Anderson addresses that problem. It's called Sweet Maiden.
There was a sweet maiden in a garden so fair. She knelt on the ground and combed her long hair. She took in the beauty of the garden so dear, and dreamt of her loved one so far away from here. La 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 la. La 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 la. Then through the greenery stepped a young man. Thou art fair maiden, I've come for your hand. I have riches and servants to fill all your needs. I will take you away on my noble steed. La 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 la. She gazed at him sweetly, he was handsome and tall. Sir, you must now leave or I'll cut off your balls. Then she flashed her saber that could cut a tree. He fled so quick, she didn't even say please. La 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 la. La 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 la. The story has a moral, it might save your life. Don't intrude on a maiden, she might have a big knife. And it's not for everyone to take a violent stand. Just don't assume a maiden is waiting for a man. La 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 la. Nye 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 nye.
But sometimes we fight, but we're gonna be together. fight around her shines, warm as embers. It stops time and it glows on you, an ancient hue, purple violet, the midnight blue. I alone, privy to the scene of this woman new, velveteen on her scented sheets, she lies gracefully, reaching up her arms to embrace. Resonating to the sound of her making love to me. And up I go, up to the stars. I visit Venus, the moon, and Mars. Then I'm drawn to Earth and kiss her hungry lips.